There are chance meetings with strangers that interest us from the first moment before a word is spoken. Such was the impression made on Raskolnikov by the person sitting a little distance from him, who looked like a retired clerk. He was a man over 50, bald and grizzled, of medium height and stoutly built. His face, bloated from continual drinking, was of a yellow, even greenish tinge, with swollen eyelids, out of which keen, reddish eyes gleamed like little chinks. He was restless, he ruffled up his hair, and from time to time let his head drop into his hands. At last he looked straight at Raskolnikov, and said loudly and resolutely, "May I venture, honoured sir, to engage you in polite conversation? For as much as, though your exterior would not command respect, my experience admonishes me that you are a man of education and not accustomed to drinking. I have always respected education when in conjunction with genuine sentiments, and I am besides a titular counsellor in rank. Marmeladov, such is my name, titular counsellor. I make bold to inquire, have you been in the service?"
No, I am studying," answered the young man.
"Just what I thought. But allow me."
He got up, staggered, took up his jug and his glass, and sat down beside the young man, facing him a little sideways.
"Allow me to ask you another question out of simple curiosity. Has it ever happened to you? To petition hopelessly for a loan?"
"Yes, it has. But what do you mean by hopelessly?"
"Hopelessly in the fullest sense, when you know beforehand with positive certainty that this man, this most reputable and exemplary citizen, will on no consideration give you money. And indeed, I ask you, why should he? For he knows, of course, that I shan't pay it back. From compassion? But Mr. Lebezyatnikov, who keeps up with modern ideas, explained the other day that compassion is forbidden nowadays by science itself, and that's what is done now in England, where there is political economy. Why, I ask you, should he give it to me? Excuse me, young man, can you... No, not can you, but dare you, looking upon me, assert that I am not a pig?"
The young man did not answer a word.
"Well,"
the orator began again stolidly and with even increased dignity after waiting for the laughter in the room to subside.
"Well, so be it. I am a pig. But Katerina Ivanovna, my spouse, is a person of education and an officer's daughter, and, you know, I have sold her very stockings for drink. Not her shoes, no, that would be more or less in the order of things, but her stockings. Her stockings I have sold for drink. And we live in a cold room, and she caught cold this winter, and has begun coughing and spitting blood, too. We have three little children, and Katerina Ivanovna is at work from morning till night, and I feel it. Do you suppose I don't feel it? And the more I drink, the more I feel it. She was a widow when I married her. She married her first husband, an infantry officer for love, and ran away with him from her father's house. And when she was left at his death with three children in a wild and remote district where I happened to be at the time, you can judge the extremity of her calamities that she, a woman of education and culture and distinguished family, should have consented to be my wife. But she did. Weeping and sobbing and wringing her hands, she married me, for she had nowhere to turn. You understand, sir? Do you understand what it means when you have absolutely nowhere to turn? No, that you don't understand yet. And for a whole year, I performed my duties conscientiously and faithfully and did not touch this." He tapped the jug with his finger. "For I have feelings, but even so, I could not please her. And then I lost my place too, and that through no fault of mine, but through changes in the office. And then I did touch it. It will be a year and a half ago soon since we found ourselves at last, after many wanderings and numerous calamities, in this magnificent capital adorned with innumerable monuments. Here, too, I obtained a situation. I obtained it, and I lost it again. Do you understand?